This is program number LW2589. It's not just one season of the year, you know, that we want to eat fat and stay thin. Of course, around Christmas time, there's, you know, the dressing, cranberry sauce, pumpkin pie with whipped cream. But it really is with us every day of the year. We always want to eat fat and stay thin, don't we? Hi, this is Larry West. You know, there are lots of folks who can eat fat and stay thin, whether it be spring, summer, winter, or fall. Then there are the ones who eat thin and stay fat, right? It's strange how we think today, in our era of time, to be thin means to be beautiful. And that's why dieting has become, well, almost an obsession with millions of people around us. If you don't believe it, who do you think are buying all the books on dieting? Why, just read the titles. Think Thin and Get Thin. Here's another one. Daydream those pounds away. How about this one? Eat and grow beautiful. You can't beat this one. Feasting on fat. So we try it, don't we? We try to daydream those pounds away while we eat and grow beautiful. And you know what we're finding? It's not as easy as it's cut out to be. Yet we're a persistent lot. We keep trying. Shortcuts is our middle name. We take food supplements, low-calorie concoctions that are supposedly filled with the basic nutrients needed to sustain life and vigor. For some, they work. For others, well, it was just money down the drain. You know, the drain behind your teeth. My grandmother, right after Metrical came out onto the market, after supper every night, would, being so diet-conscious, she would never fail to go drink her glass of the stuff after supper. And she couldn't understand why she wasn't losing weight. You know, it's almost as though it's a fad. Liquid proteins shot up to become a $40 million a year business. That is, before it fell victim to government warnings about their safety. Why, when they first came out, they were advertised as the breakthrough of the century. Research, though, revealed that liquid proteins were nothing more than a blend of slaughterhouse leftovers. Hide and tendons, bones, disguised, though, by lots of flavorings and fortified with amino acids. Now, it was true, some lost weight with them. That is, when they drank them instead of lunch, rather than with lunch. But no wonder they lost weight. Losing weight is a byproduct of starvation. You know, we people will do almost anything to get thin. That's because we're convinced that to be thin is to be beautiful. What is beauty? Is it the lean figure, the small bust, the narrow hips? Is that the paragon of feminine beauty? Got something here I want to read to you today. It's the description of a beautiful woman. Quote, "A wife of noble character, who can find? She is worth far more than rubies. Her husband has full confidence in her and lacks nothing of value. She brings him good, not harm, all the days of her life." That's how the Bible begins a long description of what the Bible calls a beautiful woman. It says things like, she sets about her work vigorously. She opens her arms to the poor. She's clothed with strength and dignity. She speaks with wisdom. She watches over the affairs of her household. Her children rise up and call her blessed. Now, sure, I like thin better than fat. But I've got a challenge for you today. I'm Larry West with World Radio, and I care. Speaking for Churches of Christ, we care. Here's the challenge. The greater beauty is on the inside. Read Proverbs 31 of the Bible. That's where these words are found that I've read to you today. Proverbs 31. Ladies, read Proverbs 31. You know, every time I sit and listen to a young lady describe what she wants to do with her hair and how pretty she wants it to be, or something about her lips or her makeup or her figure, or she's running around in something real pretty, I really want to just stop her and say, if you want to give a man what he really wants, clothe yourself with Proverbs 31. For what a man finds there, that's what he really wants. I have a Bible study course, yours for the asking. I'd sure like to send it to you. It's yours free. Write me for it in care of this address. Church of Christ, West Monroe, Louisiana, 71291.